This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, taking your phone calls. I'm going to stay on the Roger Stone. We'll get to all these calls. Roger's got big breaking news on Manafort rated.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yeah, I got to cut through the liners. They're good, but have you noticed the Democrats have totally adopted the resistance and all that?
Adopt stolen.
Resist we much.
That is the most sincere form of flattery.
True, true.
I love it. The Sean Hannity Show is now the Alex Jones Show. But I don't even want to say that because I want to concede it. That's true victory when you're being, it's not plagiarized, it's the truth. It's being magnified. That means they won't kill me probably because now the transmission's already been sent. See, I've already done my mission. Why blow up the missile launcher when the ICBM's already, you know, gone into orbit?
Man, they're not going to kill you. They need you. You're necessary in the whole machine.
I don't know about that. They're really getting pissed off at me, the leftists.
He's agreeing with me. I know the doctor knows what's up.
We'll see. They're trying to wind up crazies to kill us all.
No, we're necessary. They keep us around. It's important. You need someone to hate.
Oh, you think it's that?
Totally. You need some kind of opposition that can be marginalized and spat upon.
Exactly. Kevin, but they don't get, they're so hated as they spit on us. It's like laurels. It's like the rose petals.
And believe me, this information war stuff, this is what's been going on. CIA is more in that than any covert killing crap. It's all about manipulation.
Yeah.
It used to be you write something in, the Kenya Times. You have an asset, write it in the Kenya Times. And then the New York Times goes, according to the Kenyan Times. And, right? Am I right?
Really, it's just the CIA, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Right. That's exactly. You see, what happened is you blew apart the entire system. And that was part of what I said in the Internet. And, of course, who brought the Internet in, with all due respect, it was people like Don Gregg, the CIA, and DARPA that brought it in the 1970s, and they trained guys like us at MIT.
But there's some talk that the elite thought it was their total control arm, but instead, Patriots Inside really had it as the ultimate sabotage of the elite. But I think it's a machine we're building, the people built together using it, that the elites are fighting over. You think that's an accurate statement?
Well, you got to understand, in our world or my world, the elite is Don Gregg. It's not the New York Times. The elite are the people who worked with Don Gregg and others, and I'm not going to mention them, but that is the elite that was the elite. They were part of the Council on Foreign Relations. Some of us left, as I did. Some remained, but the real elite has never been part of the New York Times or the Washington Post. Adam can tell you, when did David Ignatius of the Washington Post ever call up Don Gregg for information recently?
Never. Never.
Because they don't want truth. They want to regurgitate what some think tank or elitist wanted. Kevin.
Well, they're basically much more sycophants than that, and they're opportunists. And the problem is, if Don Gregg is not relevant today, which he is to me, mm-hmm. The other elite, the more important elite in terms of intelligence and military, than he is to the ongoing discussions, then they don't call a Don Gregg anymore. But I would always say to ask, well, where's Don Gregg? What does he think?
Sure. The point is they don't want to know what North Korea really is. They just want to make something up.
Well,
if they put that out, it becomes more of a fantasy land and becomes dangerous.
If it bleeds, it leads. It's much better for ratings, and that is the bottom line. The bottom line, it is much better for ratings to scare people.
Well, I'll admit it, too. I mean, when they're talking about nuking and the president saying fire and fury, I'm kind of running around there, stay around there. I mean, you know, like a chicken, you know. I mean, that's what happens.
Well, we love you for that.
You guys are worse than I am.
For 25 years, I've been blowing babies and cows.
Yeah,
and you were right.
It said it.
That's the crazy part.
It said it. I read it was like in the BBC 20 years ago. For at least 20 years, they've had humans gestating an embryonic form inside bovine. And then I'm reading it. I mean, but I wasn't a trailblazer. They were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You were gay frogs.
Yes, gay frogs.
The WB frog.
Yeah. Well, that's atrazine. Atrazine is a real issue. It's not being discussed at all.
Look what he was.
He's just laughing.
He's like, I can't believe I'm alive.
What's funny is, actually, you hit on a soft spot right now. There's this whole new genetic editing called CRISPR, where they can create anything they want. So, in effect, you know, we're all in the same boat. The
unicorns didn't exist, but we could engineer a baby now with a big pink unicorn horn.
Yeah, you got it.
You could probably even engineer them to crap Skittles. Hey, Dr. Steve Pachinik. Hey, we're going to come right back with Roger Stone, Adam Curry. Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. All right. Nice to meet you, Steve.
Yeah, crazy show.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. But when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Adventure. I alone am your chronicler. It's kind of a ripoff of Conan the Barbarian intro. I'm cutting one for David Knight. It's kind of a comedy piece, but fun for his new show he's launching, where it starts like that, between the time of the fall of Hillary. No, I was writing it yesterday. I'm going to voice it today. It was more like, between the defeat of the witch queen Hillary and the fall of the New World Order. There was a time of great adventure. And then it comes in with the big anvil of Crom music you just heard. Kind of a side issue, but that is coming up. What's the launch date of David Knight's new broadcast? It's the 21st. August 21st, 2017, Real News with David Knight. And folks are saying, are you still going to call it Real News? President Trump's launched his new thing called Real News. Yes, the two don't compete with each other. One is an hourly boil down. Ours is a week morning, 3-hour transmission of talk radio, and we launched it first. Is the president plagiarizing us? No. If the CNN is fake news, we're launching something called the Real News. And I know that most of our audience understands that, but some people territorialize things a little too much. And I get territorialism with women and things like that. But I do not get territorialism when it comes to ideas. I want my ideas taken when it's by the patriots. I don't like the plagiarism of the left. And Roger Stone has had CNN, all the rest of them, take what he says and invert it. We have had them call themselves the resistance now everywhere. We've got so much to cover. Manafort, SWAT team raided, the North Korea situation, and then he's got a guest coming up. But I promise, that's why I stayed over in his time. We're going to go to Kevin and Max and Bill and Josh and Alex in about 2 minutes. But Roger Stone, tell us what's coming up. And speaking of people stealing information, that's what MSM's done to us in their desperateness, but it's not working.
Alex, in the second half hour, we're going to analyze the president's decision yesterday to endorse Senator Luther Strange in the special election in Alabama for the seat of Jeff Sessions. The reason this is important is because the president has unfortunately folded to pressure from Mitch McConnell and is supporting a candidate who does not support the Trump agenda. I view this as a golden opportunity to demonstrate that the president's prepared to punish his Republican opponents. But unfortunately, General Kelly and others have got the president to go along to get along. We'll get into this in the second half hour. The big news today, of course, is the Manafort raid. I have now conferred with Manafort's attorneys. I have confirmed that all of the records that were obtained were never requested by Mueller's office. They were all mundane, mostly public documents. Bank records could certainly have been obtained by Mueller from the bank with a subpoena. So this is a kangaroo court style show process. And as I said earlier, I think they're trying to distract from the fact that Jeff Sessions may finally have woken up and appears to be on the trail of Bill and Hillary Clinton and the corruption at the Clinton Foundation, because attorneys from the Southern District in New York have interviewed a number of Clinton Foundation officials and are seeking an interview with Hillary herself.
Wow. Flesh that out more for us, because obviously you're the former business partner in your lobbying firm with Manafort and Stone, Stone and Manafort, and he was the campaign chairman after Lewandowski took over from you, so I guess he was the third campaign manager. Pure optics, obviously. They admit they've run cold on their whole Russia narrative. You've said many times when you've been subpoenaed by these same people, you send nothing because there is nothing. They're talking about in Reuters and places me being subpoenaed. I mean, there's literally about my Russian funding. I mean, it's like saying they're going to subpoena me about the leprechaun I've got living in my basement. I mean, it's just, there is no Russian connection. There's zero, zero, zero.
That's exactly right, Alex. Look, this is really quite simple. Paul Manafort represented a political party in the Ukraine that competed in an election, the results of which we, the United States, recognized. The individual that he elected, Viktor Yanukovych, then went on to take Ukraine into the European Union over the opposition of Vladimir Putin. There is nothing untoward or illegal or improper about Manafort's representation of a political party in a foreign country. It's perfectly proper. In fact, it's common. Some have said, well, because Yanukovych was a pro-Eastern, that shows that Manafort is in bed with the Russians. It shows nothing of the kind.
But that's all they've got. You've been saying that for over a year. That's what's come out. But the big problem I've read from this is they're now looking with what you predicted with total precision. It's just true. That next it would be, oh, banks or money or campaign money or laundering or not paying all his taxes. And now they admit it's a total dragnet of his friends, his family, the entire Trump organization, any media that supports him. It's an intimidation, not just a witch hunt, but the message, you back Trump and the Make America Great Again agenda, we're going to destroy you.
Exactly right. Exactly right. We have seen this by Mueller's publicly stated intention that he's going to look at real estate transactions done by Donald Trump 25 years ago, long before he entered the public arena of politics. Alex, they believe, or at least they purport to believe, that Russian-funded bots have taken the InfoWars links of some of our best stories and put them out on the Internet. This is a lie. There is no evidence to this effect. It's merely a way to blacken your name and try to discredit InfoWars. There is no there. I can tell you what Mueller's got in his hand. Nothing. Zero.
The Russia thing is the ultimate nothing burger, just like global warming and all the rest of it, but are man-made, anthropogenic. But expanding on that, then we're going to these calls and skip this break so you get more time. Clearly, though, their strategy is just get this grand jury that comes out of the swamp, 91% voted for Hillary. Clearly, it's just shake the voodoo stick at things and just say, oh, look, they're criminal over and over again, and then just say abracadabra and subpoena and SWAT team enough people until that materializes. But I just don't see the public buying it.
No, it's kind of interesting. What you have, and it's very noticeable, Brennan, Clapper, Rogers, and all of the deep state talking heads saying over and over again, we know the Russians interfered with the American elections and they colluded with the Trump campaign. They mindlessly repeat it over and over and over, and it's a lie. And they know it's a lie, but they think if they keep saying it, that people will believe.
The national polls say, even in their fake polls, 6% think Russia's real or important in New York Times polls. People are sick of it. Their own party constituents say, fire Pelosi from leadership, fire Waters, we're sick of these losers, we want jobs. Well, Trump's giving you, in fact, there's a clip Daria was pointing out, my Russian handler, I'm joking, I shouldn't even joke about that, she's the biggest Russia connection we got. Here, she is of evil Russian lineage. She was pointing out a video we ought to air from the news. I'll dig it out here after calls, where they're pointing out Trump is giving people classic nationalistic JFK style economic stuff. I mean, he's more of an old fashioned Democrat when it comes to economic policies than he's a Republican.
1 million new jobs since he became president. The stock market hitting record levels. Cutting back the low-level regulations that are holding America back. These are the stories you won't read on the front page of the New York Times or the Washington Post. These are the stories that won't lead on CBS or CNN. That's the real story. Yes, he is a John F. Kennedy, rising tide lifts all boats style Democrat with a small D. And the fact that Trump is bringing us prosperity when they predicted the stock market would crash if he was elected, is driving them insane.
And that really is the thing. I noticed on Monday, or no, last Friday, Drudge tweeted the jobs numbers from CNBC. Hardly a right-wing, bastion of propaganda. It was just the job numbers. And they blocked Trump, Eric Trump, his son. The tweet, it just said, this is sensitive, this could violate our terms, which has the whole list of racist, all that crap, if you go read the rules. Just a link, it wasn't even Drudge's production, it was just a Drudge tweet with, oh, look at the great job numbers, and look at the small business numbers, the best in decades, and they're like, oh, you can't see that. These people are, even in communist China, they let people tweet out positive stuff about the economy. I mean, this is beyond North Korea.
Censorship is kind of the last vestige of the scoundrels here. They can't argue with us on the merits. They can't argue with us on the facts. So they try to silence us. This is why I'm affiliated with the FreeOurInternet.org movement to make sure that the internet remains a true level playing field, and that important outlets like InfoWars and Breitbart and the Daily Caller and others cannot be censored, cannot be blocked, cannot be silenced. We are not going to be silenced. We will not stand for it. We will take drastic action to defend our First Amendment rights and our rights to a free press and our rights to a free association. They're really down to censorship as a tactic, because they've lost the war of ideas, and they know that.
And historically, that's one of the biggest losing tactics. I mean, when you go to the desperate censorship button, and then they have to admit it, now Google employees, Facebook, Twitter start defecting, start leaking more data. It's hurting them worse. I mean, Trump needs to move against Facebook, Twitter, and Google for antitrust, for campaign violations, for clearly... Because anybody has free speech outside campaign law. But when you get directives from the Democratic Party, as WikiLeaks shows, and you go out and try to shut down the general speech, it's racketeering by the very definition of it.
Well, you're right. It would be excellent if the Assistant Attorney General for Antitrust would take a look at these issues. But unfortunately, that position is vacant thanks to Reince Priebus's inability to build a Trump government. Alex, very seriously, what's happening?
Why doesn't he put the guy that got rid of the fairness doctrine in? I mean, why doesn't he, grab right now Bruce Fein and boom, you're in that position. You've already headed up the FCC issue council. You've moved free speech forward. You're right back where you were. Boom.
Because the president is unaware of the fact that there is a vacancy, because General Kelly has not told him there's a vacancy. Mr. Priebus didn't tell him that there was a vacancy. The current administration.
Instead, there's an Obama snot nose right below operating in that position.
Right. What's happening today in Washington is the current administration in place is 20% Trump and 80% Obama. At the second and third levels of government, all decisions, all information, all operations are controlled by the Obama holdover.
And they're dug in.
The man responsible for this? Reince Priebus, remember that name. He is responsible.
Amazing. I got to go to these calls. They're so awesome.
Let's do it.
But just briefly, is Kelly going to survive? Because this new stuff where he is sending communiques to Soros, and then more is even coming out, not just from your sources, this is all confirmed, that he's an actual Soros mole. I mean, how long can he survive?
Just to be clear, I think you're referring to McMaster rather than Kelly.
Oh, I apologize. McMaster, excuse me.
Yeah, look, McMaster was affiliated with the International Institute for Strategic Studies, funded by the Saudis, the Chinese, and George Soros. Israeli intelligence sources have confirmed for InfoWars that McMaster and Soros are in direct email touch. This is not surprising, because into the White House policy shop, McMaster's has brought a woman named Fiona Hill. She comes directly from the payroll of George Soros, and she's in charge of Russia policy. You can't make this stuff up. It's just extraordinary. McMaster leaked information to the acting FBI director, Andy McCabe. And has been personally derisive of the president's family. McMaster has been trying to oust the loyalist Sebastian Gorka, who supports the president's non-intervention foreign policy. McMaster essentially cleared Susan Rice of political espionage, saying there was nothing wrong with it. And he extended her national security clearance. So even today, she can receive top secret information regarding our foreign policy and lag it to Obama. It is really extraordinary the way the information regarding McMaster has been.
And you got a shadow White House a mile and a half down the road with Obama admitting he's got moles dug in. This is incredible. Kevin, thank you for holding like a trooper. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How is everybody doing today? I hope
good.
Well.
Thank you.
Good. North Korea is nothing more than a distraction than what Roger Stone has just laid out. Remember when Bill Clinton or Monica Lewinsky was testifying about how she got the stain on her blue dress, and she came out and nobody was there to greet her. What was Bill
because
doing?
He shot cruise missiles at a aspirin factory.
Absolutely. This is nothing more than a distraction. That's all it is. He's Kim Jong-yum or whatever his name is not going to nuke the United States. He doesn't have them at all. Adam Curry was asking about the genesis of the report that he was wondering how that report came from. The genesis of that report is the same genesis that babies in the incubators, Saddam has weapons of mass destruction, and Russians hacked the election. It's fake.
Absolutely. Great call. Great point, Kevin. Thank you for holding. Kevin's coming on hold. I want to send him a free bottle of X2 or a CNN's fake news t-shirt or a Bill Clinton red shirt, whatever he chooses. He's been holding too long. In fact, everybody holding, whether I get to you or not, you get a t-shirt or a bottle of X2 or whatever you want, basically, from the supplements. Appreciate that, Kevin. I got to take more calls. The only problem with my show is I'm not taking enough calls, and it's wrong, and it's insulting to make you hold for an hour, and I'm going to get better about it, or Nico is going to punch me in the nose. Even though Nico's so nice, he would never do that. And Roger Stone's going to start using external mics, which he's doing. He's good, too. Let's go ahead now. Who's been holding the longest here? Bill in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. You hit the nail on the head. I'm a grunt that supported Hunt, Trump out here in Wisconsin. I worked hard for him, and I'm sick of hearing about how he is being protected. He puts all these guys in. McMaster, okay, Christopher Wray, Nikki Haley. He puts them all in there and then throws up his hands and says, ooh, what a mess we got. Either he is stupid or we are being played once again.
I've had long discussions with Roger Stone on this, and I know I'm right. The elite hate him because he's trying to be the president and wants to do policies that help America and hurt their globalism. That said, he literally eats McDonald's for real. I thought that was a joke. He eats steaks overcooked with ketchup, which is a sin. And he literally is 71 years old and doesn't get it fully. He's a patriot, better than Ronald Reagan, but you don't understand. He doesn't know the pedigrees of all these people. I do this 18 hours a day, and I can't keep track of it all. Roger, is that not accurate?
You know, Alex, I think he's willfully misled. As I've said here many times in my 40-year experience with him, when he has all the information, he almost always makes the right decision. He's a patriot at heart. So they show him, for example, Dina Habib Powell's resume, and they say, Mr. President, she's a good Republican and she's got extensive foreign policy experience. They don't mention her associations with Huma Abedin or Condi
Rice. And then when it comes up, he goes, okay, get rid of her. They go, oh, sir, that'll look weak. Don't do that. And they're in total rebellion against him. Believe me.
And we have the perfect example of this past week. The president put out a statement in support of McMaster's because he was tricked into doing so. Kelly went to him and said, Mr. President, some people, never said conservatives, never said Trump supporters. Some people are criticizing McMaster's for not being sufficiently pro-Israel. We'd like to put out a statement in support of him from you saying that he is for Israel. Read the statement. No one said, oh, by the way, Mr. President, he also just gave Susan Rice a pass for political espionage. And he extended her security clearance. They didn't tell the president of that. He's not a mind reader. This isn't the great Karnak. They give him partial information to try
to. Let me say this, and Bill's a county commissioner, been calling for like 15 years, I remember. Great guy, sent me a lot of great intel. He's been a guest on before, so I respect. He's run some things before in business, too. I know who Bill is. So I'm not talking down to him here, but let me tell you something. I got like 80 employees, and they're great people, but let me tell you. We've gone through some problems. We've gone through management. We've gone through folks saying they're doing something they're not, BSing you in your face. I'm managing 80 people, and I got great people, and it's hard. I don't know what it's like managing 4,000. So I'm telling you, I'm not here apologizing for the president. I have sat there, gotten him information. All the media have a heyday with this. He's checked it and acted on it. That's why they go, oh, he's so unstable. No, he really does act when he gets good info. The problem is there's such a bunch of cowards in Washington and scum. You understand what I'm saying, Bill?
Oh, Alex, I want one T-shirt. I voted for Trump, not Ivanka. Okay, she set up, she and Jared set up that trip. Oh. over there where we saw the dancing Saudis.
Certainly Trump. Trump's 71 years old, man. Imagine how bad it'd be if we didn't have him. That's all I'm saying. Imagine if we had Hillary. We're going to come right back.
The Empire.
We got Roger Guest coming up, too. But I'm going to come.
Alex Jones.
I'm come right back.
GCN Radio Network.
I'm telling you, folks, he's not perfect. He's not Jesus.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-912-9369. That's 800-912-9369. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-912-9369.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's Roger Stone. He's got another guest coming on.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay.
Got a hold of me. They can't be seen with me. And I'm feeling real shot down. But this isn't the 1970s. When MSM could attack you and destroy you. Now, a large portion of the public knows it's a badge of honor. They're running out of gas. I'm going to get out of here in a minute or two. Riding shotgun with Roger Stone. He's got a guest coming on as we look at the battle of the heart and soul. When we fight for stuff with Trump, we get it. When we back off and say he's not perfect, the globalists win. They are panicked. Their reaction to Trump is not kabuki theater. It is as real as it gets. Does that mean we're getting something perfect here? Absolutely not. I have the best intentions of stuff I do, and I make mistakes and get the wrong info and do stuff. The difference is I have goodwill. The globalists have bad will towards you. And it's the same thing with Trump. He has goodwill, classic Americana, kind of pig-headed. But aren't a lot of good guys like that? They didn't get pushed around their whole lives and turn into somebody else. They are originally what they were, genetically, culturally, historically. Roger Stone's taken over, but he mentioned their big attack at censorship. We've had AdBlade with Google ban us off the ads. We've been kicked off Google Store. We've just had everything happen to us since Trump won, trying to shut down our funding. And there's a new story on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. Agency selling sex toy ads and barely legal videos. That's what they're promoting. Blacklist obscene InfoWars ads for hate and racism. They said the potential concentrated effort to censor free-thinking libertarians. It was a very popular ad platform, California-based AJ Affiliates. I had the idea, or Frugier had the idea. We had the idea together to have an affiliate program with our stations where we then basically promote ads for their products or their stations on this system, and we push them on InfoWars, and it's an affiliate program and builds and builds and builds. We've been very successful with other systems like this, and they were all ready to sign us up, and they said, oh, my gosh, we can't. You violate our terms of service. This is a giant company. It's discriminatory. Now, you can have a gay couple going in and wanting their cake baked, and then everybody jumps on to sue the people for not baking it. I say bake the cake. But when it's big financial institutions and groups and credit card companies saying, we're not going to do business, you're not real news, there's no judge, there's no jury, that's defamatory, that's fraud. And so I am considering legal action. I don't want a lawsuit, I don't want to have to look around for the right lawyers to do it, but I'm putting these folks on notice right now that I've told people I'm getting ready to file a lawsuit. This is we got to do something about this. And I've filed lawsuits before, and everybody knows that. I've been successful every time. But it's because we develop real cases. We don't just throw lawsuits out there. And we just want them to stop doing what they're doing. And we want others to know, you know, there's a precedent here. You're not going to discriminate against us. Advertising agency denied business with InfoWars due to possibility of obscene, abusive, violent, bigoted, or hate-oriented content. Close quote. Despite the fact that the agency does business with sex shops, barely legal magazines, and clients accused of selling hate content. By the way, I've been in Hustler magazine, not as a photograph spread, but three articles I've written have been in Hustler, one of them on the cover. And I don't totally agree with everything going on in Hustler, but at the same time, it was a place to publish my controversial views. And Larry Flint's a listener. That's on record. Now, are they going to ban Hustler now? Because you choose to opt in to have these ads on your website. So this is all incredible. California-based AJ Affiliates, a major affiliate marketing firm for websites, said it consulted with legal team. Well, your legal team's a little bit more busy now. About InfoWars and decided not to move forward, which suggests the company is picking and choosing clients based on political affiliations through the false veil of combating obscene and hate given to its clients. I mean, our ads are very, very tame. In fact, on a scale of 1 to 10, 0 being the most tame and, you know, 10 being out of control, our ads are like a 2, folks. Because we're just straight up, oh, here's water filters. Here's, you know. For one thing, CJ Affiliates does business with Discount Magazines, which sells subscriptions to Hustlers, Barely Legal Magazine, and Adam and Eve, the self-proclaimed number one source for adult toys. And it just goes on and on and on here, what they wrote back to us. In fact, I don't know, we should probably publish their letter to us here about it. They have Cafe Press, they have everybody else in here. And they selectively enforce what they want. And it's discriminatory. And they're just trying to put my name out there that I'm this evil pariah, I'm this devil. I killed the kids at Sandy Hook, you know, is basically what they're saying now. It's all made up in an attempt to set the precedent. So we need folks to support us and buy the products from InfoWarsStore.com, because whether it's Google or Facebook or Twitter or these platforms, more and more we're being isolated as a message to everybody. So take advantage of the 1776 specials right now. 55% off on BrainForce. We've never done that. 55% off on X2. It's an amazing product and so much more. Because we found we sell even more when we discount even more. So the more you buy from us, the more we can drop the price. But I'm trying to expand around here, so please come up to the counter there and get some great products and shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got my commitment to never back down and to get you results. You can talk all day about Trump's results are amazing. Is he perfect? No. But look at what he's done delivering. Well, we've really delivered. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And again, this is a great article by Kit Daniels, who writes like 8 articles a day. Let's add screenshots of their letter to us. Because that's I want to add that in there so people see exactly. I mean, the emails, everything from a full correspondence, put it up there. Roger, you got your guest to go to, very important, but this is emergency breaking news. This just illustrates what's happening. Just like you're going to have to countersue, you're having to raise money right now because Obama set up a team of lawyers, admits he's suing you through them. He can clearly be a plaintiff now. It's time to fight. And you're moving forward with lawyers. I'm looking at who I'm going to sue here, but it's down to a certain yogurt company that I'm going to leave it at that. It's down to these people, Google, a lot of folks. Google I put on notice, and they at least put our stuff back at the top listing. But, I mean, what do we do about this? We have Google in the internal documents hiring companies to censor us. And saying that we lied about Syrian rebels launching chemical attacks when it was confirmed by our own government. They say that's the fake news and even use exhibits of why we're being banned, Roger.
Alex, ironically, the same day that they told you that they would not do business with you, they also told me they would not do business with my site, the Stone Cold Truth. This happened previously, as you know, with a company called AdRoll. So if you decide to sue, I'm with you. It's time to fight back.
That's right. I said AdBlade earlier. It's AdRoll. AdRoll. I apologize to AdBlade. They're wonderful folks. AdRoll. AdRoll. I apologize to AdBlade. Go ahead.
It's just outrageous. And you're right. It's selective. It has nothing to do with our content. There's nothing inappropriate or hateful or obscene about any of our content. Their problem is we tell the truth. Their problem is that we expose the conspiracy theories of the left. I mean, the mainstream media is absolutely right. Conspiracy theories are a big problem today. The problem is that most of them are promulgated by the government and by the mainstream media. All we do, Alex, is correct the record. All we do is debunk their conspiracy theories.
Like CNN said.
An example.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But I'll give you a perfect example. The Russians colluded with Trump to steal the election. That's a left-wing conspiracy theory. It's nutty. There's no evidence of it. They just keep saying it over and over again. I feel sorry for these conspiracy theorists. They must be very unhappy people.
All right, I want you to get to your guests. I just barely plugged in the last 3.5 hours. I need listeners to understand. You want people to fight? We're fighting. And I know you've been supporting us, but if you just sign up for AutoShip, there's an additional 10% off on things like the coffee or things like the methylcobalamin secret 12 or things like the brain force, free shipping on items $50 or more. If you sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off. That funds the operation. You are the lifeblood. The children's fluoride-free toothpaste is so good, is back in. The children's super blue. We now have the Dr. Jones approved. Super, not me, my dad is the doctor, fluoride-free super blue mouthwash with iodine, colloidal silver, peppermint, and tea tree oil. The number one recommended mouthwash by Alex Jones. We also have the 10-to-1 by Emirates Essentials. It's excellent, but doesn't have the iodine or colloidal silver, but it's excellent as well. Purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively and help fund our operation. Now back to Roger Stone of InfoWars and StoneColdTruth.com.
Thank you, Alex. I think a golden opportunity was lost this week. The Republicans in Congress have done everything humanly possible to thwart the president's program. And the special election in Alabama afforded the president an excellent opportunity to send a clear message to his Republican opponents that he will go to the mat with those who refuse to support the reform agenda. Unfortunately, shockingly, yesterday, the president endorsed the appointed senator, Luther Strange, who has the support of Mitch McConnell. While I have huge respect for the president, perhaps he's unaware of the fact that Luther Strange, as Attorney General of Alabama, corruptly and unethically held a criminal investigation over the head of disgraced and outgoing Governor Bentley to obtain his appointment to the Senate. Perhaps the president is unaware of the fact that Luther Strange wants to keep the Senate's 60% rule that empowers Chuck Schumer and the Democrats to kill the entire conservative Republican Trump reform agenda. Perhaps the president is unaware of the fact that Luther Strange took a $50,000 contribution from a heavy polluter as a reward for sending two letters to the EPA blocking an investigation of the polluter and preventing them from paying the cleanup costs of pollution of the inner city areas of Birmingham. This is really extraordinary. Luther Strange is no friend of the president. Also in that race is Congressman Mo Brooks, who does not admit that he was named after Mo of the Three Stooges, and who is a virulent never-Trumper, who not only attacked Trump before he was a nominee, attacked him while he was the nominee, but also attacked him only weeks ago in this primary. The good news is there is a Trump supporter in this race, Dr. Randy Brinson, who joins me now. Dr. Brinson, welcome to InfoWars.
Well, thank you so much, Roger. I appreciate this opportunity to be with you.
As you know, I am deeply disappointed in the president's decision, or the decision that was foisted upon him by Mitch McConnell. I think he had a golden opportunity to show the Senate Republicans that he's not going to stand for their obstruction and their undermining his program. You are the only candidate in this race who was actually for Donald Trump. I should note that former Supreme Court Justice Roy Moore, who's a good man, is in the race, but all of the polls show that he cannot win this race. He will lose the race, as he had all of his previous statewide races, once he gets into a runoff. The idea of a runoff between Mo Brooks and Luther Strange boggles the mind. Two never-Trumpers who cannot be counted on to support the president. Why don't you walk through with people the scandal regarding Luther Strange, presumably Attorney General Sessions, and why we are where we are today?
Well, it's a very convoluted path, as you know, Roger. First of all, Luther Strange has two ethics violations pending with the Ethics Commission that was filed not by a candidate, but the Secretary of State for campaign finance violations. So those are pending. And so what happened was they were supposed to answer on those complaints, and the Ethics Commission decided to go take a vacation. One of them went off to Canada, and so they put it off till after the election. That's unheard of. So we have that pending. So he could potentially be in the runoff and then be removed or disqualified from the ballot because of this ethics violation. Then more serious one, even on top of that, is this with the Superfund. He basically did the bidding of Drummond Cole, not once but twice, got campaign finance payments right after that, the tune of $25,000 each, and basically blocked the EPA from cleaning up the site, of which the state of Alabama already agreed they would go along with the cleanup. And the reason he did that is because Drummond Cole and others would have to pay the fines for the cleanup. And now we see, on top of that, this recent article now by Adam Zagorin that maps out the whole connection between Balch and Bingham Law Firm, who is another big contributor to Alabama campaigns and Alabama politics, including Luther Strange. And I think somehow Senator Sessions, even though he's a good man, these people that he's surrounded that give him money are not good people. And that's the problem. I think Senator Sessions trusted people that aren't to be trusted. And that's the problem. And many of them have been implicated with connections to Balch and Bingham. And that needs to be investigated, including the attorney, the U.S. attorney that's a designee. So all these things are just a big wash of corruption, and that's what we need to try to delve into. I truly believe that Donald Trump, this president, was probably told that he feared Mo Brooks might get the nomination, or at least be in the runoff, and he didn't want that to happen. So that's why he did what he did. But he got only half the information. He didn't get the whole information. I was running, that the Trump Nation is behind me and all of his supporters are behind me, and that's the person that's a real reformer in this election.
Well, you are, of course, a former chairman of the Alabama Christian Coalition, an active in your church and a Bible-believing evangelical Christian. You are an early Trump supporter. You've been endorsed by Citizens for Trump. And for my many critics out there, no, I have no financial relationship with Randy Brinson. No, I am not a consultant to his campaign. I have only one race horse in this race. Randy Brinson's a friend of mine. He's a good man. He supports the president.
And we're digging out all the swamp creatures. We're digging out the swamp creatures. I'm sitting here watching. We're digging out the swamp creatures and trying to get rid of the establishment Republicans. That's our real revolution. The Democrats, we're not going to fix them. They're totally mentally ill and on another planet. But the Republican Party is the real fight. That's where we've got the beachhead. And we've got to start supporting the grassroots hard chargers, not more establishment swamp creatures that have been in the baby swamps to then be sent to the big daddy swamp. Sorry, go ahead.
Look, let's be very clear. Luther Strange is Mitch McConnell's bitch. He will vote against the president when Mitch McConnell directs it to. One of the biggest problems in Washington today is that Republicans don't fear the president anymore. It's been a long time since he's taken a liberal Republican scalp. And therefore, they now believe you can flout the president, you can undermine him, you can even attack him as Mitch McConnell did yesterday, and he will do nothing. Alabama was a unique opportunity to show that that's not the case. I believe if Luther Strange makes the runoff, he may get removed because of his looming ethical problems. There is one solid, Bible-based, Trump-supporting conservative in this race who will stand up for the Trump agenda, and that is my friend Randy Brinson.
And let's expand on that. We don't want to send anybody there with any hint of corruption, bottom line, because we're good people. But plus, exactly, don't send a scalp to the Democrats. Don't send somebody with a crooked toenail up there. We don't want to send career politicians with all their dirt there for multiple reasons. We don't want to give them a whole nother scandal.
Well, so, Dr. Brinson, how do you feel about... Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. You nailed it, both of you and Alex. But here's even more important. I have the only plan that can pass with Democrat-Republican votes for Obamacare replacement. If we don't, all we want to do is just repeal. If we don't have the votes to repeal, then we have to have a plan to put in place. And we have that plan in place that will cap Medicaid spending, create competition for Medicaid patients to take care of them, and that will actually work. And we can use that model in Alabama throughout the nation. I just want the opportunity. I'm challenging the White House to let me go meet with the president and his advisors to show them this plan. And I promise you that that thing will get through Congress if we allow that to go forward. That's very important, because otherwise we're going to go bankrupt with Obamacare in the next 6 to 8 months. And then you lose all your majorities. We'll be voted out because of inaction by the Republican leadership.
Not only that, but of course, if we lose control of the House, well, then they'll use a trumped up phony charge cooked up by Mr. Mueller to remove our president, and Mitch McConnell will stand on the sidelines and do nothing, probably applaud, actually. So tell us the date of the special election in Alabama, and tell me how you feel about the campaign trail.
Well, August 15th is the big day, Roger. That's next Tuesday. We're right in the thick of it. If you can't poll an election like this, if you're being serious, you can't poll it, because it's going to be a low turnout, middle of the summer election. People are going to be at the beach or the lake or somewhere on that Tuesday, many of them. So it's going to be the hardcore people, and those are the people that usually support me. So if they don't get discouraged, this is all to discourage turnout and discourage our people. But if the Trump people turn out, the Trump Nation turns out, Citizens for Trump, and the people that supported Trump's agenda, we can still win this race. Because we've got the ideas, we've got the reason to actually have some.
That's right. Trump's not fighting alone. We're out there fighting, and when the swamp has a victory, we can grab that away from them. Grab that victory right out of their jaws and give it to ourselves and the American people and the future. If we get the word out that all over the country, races like this, that when the swamp, tricks Trump into endorsing somebody, it's okay. We all just go against the swamp.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. That's what we need to do. And the thing is, we just got to fight back, Alex and Roger. We got to fight back with all this misinformation. I think the president was misinformed intentionally. I think it was intentionally misinformed. And if we can get the president's ear, even at this late hour, I think he can see, he can take his own heads about who were giving him wrong information. That's been the whole problem with the White House. He's trusting people because he's a trusting person, and he's trusting the wrong people that give him misinformation to try to discredit, get their way instead of doing what really needs to be happening for the American people.
You know, it's really extraordinary. Since the beginning of this broadcast, my cell phone has rung twice with a call from a heavy-duty Washington lobbyist who sent me a text saying, drop Brinson, can get you paid by Strange immediately. This is what we're up against. This is the kind of crap that goes on in the swamp. I happen to know in the case of Randy's campaign, Dr. Brinson's campaign, the first five Republican pollsters he attempted to retain to help him analyze the race were all pressured out of working for him by none other than Mitch McConnell. So this is an inside game. There is only one Trump supporter and solid evangelical Christian conservative who can win this race and beat the Democrats, and that's Dr. Randy Brinson. Dr. Brinson, thanks for joining us here at InfoWars.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you, Roger. Appreciate everything. Appreciate all you do for the American people.
Moving along, I must say, I just looked at the 1776 specials at the InfoWars store, and it blows me away. Mrs. Stone is particularly happy that the new Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste mouthwash can be had for $17.76. She started using this right after she started using the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, which is now a real favorite in the Stone household. My grandson Nicholas has actually stolen mine. I have to order more because he liked mine so much. Well, he took it. But if you look at these prices, folks, they will blow you away. Brain Force, which I assure you is absolutely necessary for me to do this show.
What is it about kids stealing your toiletries? My son never steals anything but my razors and my deodorant and my toothpaste. He uses my bathroom like Walgreens. And what is it about that? They're like raccoons.
No, I go to Papa Brain Force because I have to write a paper or do a conference call, and it's not there. When I asked my grandson, Nick, what happened, he said, oh, I had to work yesterday. I took it. So I guess they feel a license, but they ought to go on the site and buy their own. BrainForce 55% off. That's never happened before. Survival Shield X2, 55% off. Secret 12, 55% off. Oil of Oregano, 40% off. Alex, you have cut prices to the bone here with some of your best products. And I agree with some of you said earlier, buy with the good guys. When you support the InfoWars store, you support the fight for freedom. You support the fight against the never
Trumpers
and the globalists.
We're not just saying that. We have them all coming after us because you are the InfoWar. And, the summer is always a very, very dead time for sales-wise in talk radio, period. But I've already just been cutting things more and more because we don't like raise prices and then have 55% off. I mean, this is 55% off. The price is always the same. People see that, except we do discounts. And we're doing this because we found we bring in even more money when we cut it down to almost nothing. But I'll tell you, some of these are lost leaders when you sign up for AutoShip and get an additional 10% off, especially the 50% off on the silver products. That baby is a lost leader right there without that even happening. But we're doing it. Roger, amazing. Thanks for letting me co-host. It's fun to be able to eat my late lunch, you know, and then kind of just pop in here obnoxiously. So thank you. We're all in this together, my friend. And so a lot more will be breaking, I know, in the next few days. Look forward to having you right here with InfoWars coming up in early September with the launch of your own weekday transmission. So thank you so much, Roger.
Alex, victory or death?
That's right. They'll never take us alive. We mean that figuratively, you know, politically. We're never giving up. No surrender.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.